This is Fresh Air. Many of us have come to know Ethiopia only through its tragedies, war, and famine. So it makes it hard for us to appreciate other aspects of the country. Ethiopia has a culture that includes pop songs and pop stars like any place else. World music critic Milo Miles has a review of a couple of the very few Ethiopian recordings to make it to the West.
Ethiopia enjoys a very vigorous popular music market with sales in the hundreds of thousands. Like much of the modern world, the medium for sales in Ethiopia is cassettes. But because of the ongoing political turmoil in the country, almost none of them make their way into American stores. I only know of two Ethiopian pop records with any sort of widespread availability. One is Ere Mela Mela by the long-established superstar Mahmoud Ahmed. The other is Aster by Esther Awike, a young performer who is even more eclectic than Ahmed. Comparing the two albums puts me in an unusual position. I hate purists. Hate them. But in this case, I must admit that Esther Awike is just too grab bag for her own good. She's been a performer for 14 years and understandably has lived in the United States for the last 8. Less understandably, she seems to be trying to cram every trend she can into her music. Admittedly, the album leads with its chin, starting with two horrendous rock and roll fusion tunes that feature horn charts right out of a bad Earth, Wind & Fire record. Things do get better, and after a while, the record begins to suggest an odd but very decent sort of soul album. I don't doubt Awike's affection for American R&B, though she never quite gets the hang of it. Minus the hip-hop affectations, a couple of the slower cuts succeed with airy, lulling development. Although Mahmoud Ahmed has more traditional sources than Awike, this is not to suggest he's an old stick in the mud. He's heard and mastered the floating, quavering delivery common to Muslim singers in Egypt and the Sudan, but there's a sharp tang and a kind of crackle in his phrases that recalls the wise guy singers in the Algerian style known as Rai. But it's the off-kilter, wild and unpredictable balance of instruments that makes Ahmed's Ere Mela Mela consistently exciting. Some numbers begin with the expected swaying rhythms wrapped out on drums and bass, but other times guitarist Salam Seyoum will inject a great blat of wah-wah, or saxophonist Fedekala Amdemesko will trail a sinuous line through the background like dark smoke in a white cloud. Thank you. The one problem with Ere Mela Mela is that it includes no hint of what the particular songs are about. And they're so evocative, you really want to know. Well, I said I was no purist, so I go ahead and make up a scenario that seems to fit the mood of Mahmood. For example, the tune O Ho Ho Gadama suggests an interlude in a sinister night spot with tension brewing among the customers, a spurned lover lurking in shadows watching for a chance to start a fight. The 8-minute title track of Ere Mela Mela makes a wonderful capper that could be a meditation on the eternal. As the coiling rhythms fade out, you feel they just stopped recording the tune, that Mahmood Ahmed sings on forever.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about music for the New York Times and the Village Voice. This is Fresh Air.